Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8:56 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is February 7th, and again, it's been another very interesting day here in markets. A number of individual instruments really had some quite important moves today. I think chief among those was strength in the dollar. You had the Bank of England cutting rates by 0.25%, which certainly was no surprise, and you had the ECB holding pat, although starting to signal that they may be looking at cutting rates to head off weaker growth in the Eurozone, which again is no surprise, really. It's only a matter of time before we see interest rate cuts in the Eurozone. But that was deemed to be very supportive of the dollar, and the dollar was considerably stronger in here today. It was stronger by 1.5 cents against the euro and almost 2 cents against the pound. And what we're seeing is that you've had a rally off the lows on the dollar index, or it's backing away from the highs at 150 against the euro. Of course, the euro is a very large weighting in the dollar index. And there's potentially some short-term strength or further short-term strength in here. But of course, not only do you have the Bank of England cutting interest rates and potentially the Eurozone, but of course the Fed will continue to cut interest rates in an effort to avoid a recession. And they are certainly intent, I think, on, now that they have acted very aggressively over the last 3 or 4 weeks, they intend to stay in front of the curve and really are taking very much more a hands-on approach to this growth scare. And with a view to that, you had treasuries down almost 2 full points today, and that was as a result of a very poor showing at the latest long bond auction. You had yields rising there fairly considerably, and just very weak demand for bonds up at these levels. We've had a lot of panic over the last 3 or 4 weeks, but markets have been relatively steady over the last couple of days. Well, sorry, over the last couple of weeks, although they've been weak over the last 3 or 4 days. Of course, it remains to be seen whether we're going to see stock markets find support above those January 22nd lows and then go on to make new reaction highs. If we see that kind of action, then we'll be able to say with a very high degree of confidence that this reaction has seen, or this correction has seen, its lows. But the bond market is giving us a signal, because yields are remarkably low at the moment. They're as low as they have been in a long time. And we have seen a climactic buying signal in bond prices on the 22nd, and although bond prices were relatively steady, this is really quite a large downward dynamic on the 30-year treasury today. And it points towards the fact that really investors don't see a lot of value up here. There are lots and lots of bonds out there. There's certainly no shortage of supply, and yields are really pitifully low for the type of investment that you're buying there. So we have probably seen at least a medium-term high in the treasury bond market, and we can anticipate this moving lower. Of course, they're moving lower on an anticipation that, well, they're pricing in the fact that all these rate cuts, ones that have occurred and ones that will occur, are going to have an effect, and they're going to kickstart growth, and they are going to emerge, they're going to succeed in bringing the US economy out of recession. Of course, it's questionable whether it is in recession, but I'm sure for many Americans it feels like a recession. And realistically, that's what's important from a behavioral standpoint. So, with treasuries coming off in such a dynamic fashion, that really does send a signal that people don't see an awful lot of value here, and there just wasn't the demand there. There has been a massive flight to quality that drove bond prices right up to these levels, but that panic is starting to ebb away. Now, stock markets today were, well, the Dow Jones up 29, the S&P up 8, and the Nasdaq up a bit as well, which is a paltry amount, really, considering the rather big downward days we've had over the last couple of days. We do need to see these markets finding support above those January 22nd lows. Today was a steadying. It really does need an upward dynamic to encourage bullish sentiment back in here because there's nothing on the chart right now that really would scare the bears at all, other than the fact that we have had that climactic selling on the 22nd. But again, that was nearly 3 weeks ago, and I think there may be an attitude as to what have you done for me lately. But with that dollar strength in here today, the run-of-the-mill argument would be that you would have had the gold price selling off rather strongly, but that wasn't the case at all. Gold was up $8.30 in here today, and it followed through on a pretty good day yesterday. Platinum was up an additional $22. Palladium was not able to hold its highs, and silver was up 27 cents, so pushing back up towards that $17 level. That, I think, is really good news and goes hand in hand, I think, with the fact that you see less panic in the markets with this downward dynamic on the bond price, and that gold was not fazed really by this dollar strength is really quite a good signal. Oil was also up $1.13 in here today at $88, just over $88. So those are certainly positive factors. Copper was also had a very good day today, up in excess of 12, nearly $13 today, breaking upwards from this consolidation that we've seen above $3. Sorry, or 343, excuse me. 343 right now, breaking upwards from that support around 300. I think that's cents, so $3. Excuse me, confusing myself. And that is really quite positive action. Nickel had a good day today, and given the fact that so many people have been so very bearish of the industrial metal complex, but what we're actually seeing on the charts is that a number of these are building support around these areas. That you have the nickel price base building, and I think it's arguable that zinc is also in a base building phase. And you have copper pushing upwards, and nickel, sorry, and tin continues to be a tower of strength. So that's really quite positive action. Soybeans and corn, they closed way off their highs yesterday, and they were steady in here today. But that's not particularly bullish action. And when you look at particularly corn and soybeans, they've lost a lot of consistency. This reaction is far larger than the last ones that we've seen, and it's far more volatile. So while wheat has broken upwards and continues to lead this sector, corn and soybeans are looking like they have lost the consistency of their trend, and they're a much less safe bet today than they would have been 6 or 7 weeks ago. Oats is also doing very well. Rough rice is making new highs. Arabica coffee did remarkably well today, or actually it was yesterday, and held onto its gain today, breaking upwards from this big consolidation, almost 3 years. Very nice progression of higher lows. It's one of the better looking charts around there at the moment. Cocoa was relatively unchanged in here today, but also looking quite good here, although looking a bit overextended, but certainly it's broken upwards from this big sort of trading range base. So we are seeing quite a lot of strength in the soft commodity sectors. When we see the fact that government bonds are no longer being viewed as the safe haven, we have to look at where the best potential is for good rallies to occur and where is money going to start moving into. I think we can certainly say that it has been in the soft commodities recently. A number of those trends are overextended. Precious metals, particularly platinum, have been really towers of strength, although you can certainly say with gold that it is consolidating right now. So there isn't a great deal of evidence that very much has changed just yet, and we certainly aren't seeing massive flows coming into stock markets. If we were to see upward dynamics, particularly on Wall Street, then that would be a big bonus for the bullish camp. And as those bond prices come down, that is an indication that money is being made available to flow into other asset classes. Soft commodities certainly look like where it is heading right now, but I wouldn't be at all surprised to see the precious metals garner some of that attention along with the stock markets over the coming weeks, but no evidence directly just yet that that is about to happen. And really, we do need to see those stock markets finding support above those January 22nd lows, just reiterating that point. And that's pretty much it for me, but thank you very much for your time, and I hope you have a very good evening.